You're listening to a WYXR archive, and it's Pledge Drive Week. If you're enjoying this show, please donate today to keep community radio alive in Memphis and this archive going strong. Support right now at WYXR.org.
Review. And on September 14th, enjoy a free community day with live performances, tours, crafts, food, and fun for the whole family. More information at orpheum-memphis.com.
What's up, this your boy Pepper Mouth of the Staff, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7. Memphis, 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 baby, baby!
Hello, I am the WaveCheck 3200. Please insert disk and await further instructions.
Divya Babe
and Cellshade.
Ooh, the mysterious Cellshade is finally on the mic. That's right. It only happens during a fundraiser.
Hello.
Yes. I'm actually so excited to hear Lo on the radio because you have such a great personality, so much music knowledge, so much Memphis scene knowledge. Like, the people need to know. Ready. So what are we doing today, Lo? That's what we're doing. Day two of the fundraiser. Right now we are at 11%. So if you hit us up, wyxr.org, you can leave a message. We're going to see your name up on the board and we're going to like be able to read that on the air if you want us to. So come holler at us. We'll be here till 1 o'clock. Then my show will start, then Valley of the Dolls, then Caitlin with On a Racetrack in France at you. Yes. I said that right. Yes. The prepositions are foiling me today.
It's okay.
Yeah. All right. What you got on deck for us today, music-wise, Lo? Yeah. If you don't know, Cellshade is the resident vaporwavist, vaporwavian, vaporwaver. Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Oh, what up, Memphis? You're listening to Wave Check. We're doing a little, maybe we should do a fit check. Honestly, Cellshade and I often do a fit check because I need to know what they're wearing every day, and it's always something. It's always something notable. What you got on today?
It's the overalls.
Pizza Hut crop top, y'all. I don't think you understand.
Tapatio socks.
There's always a sock.
And the slides. The peanuts.
And I gotta say, it's all red and black. It's all color coordinated. The satin scrunchie always makes an appearance. We love that. Okay, so we are doing a pledge drive for WYXR. Yes, we did lose some government funding earlier this year. We're trying to make that up. And it's your community. It's your radio station. So the best thing to do is to go to wyxr.org. The second best thing you could do is donate and be a monthly donor. That helps us, you know, plan for the year just like you do with your regular bills. Like, you know, we know we can count on you. So, Lo, I've got a couple questions. I know I'm calling you Lo and Cellshade. I don't know.
That's fine.
Yeah. Cellshade's real name is Lo, in case we needed to clear that up. Divya Babe's real name is Lauren, and I think Lo is a nickname for Lauren, so we're kind of, yeah, too low. Okay, so what would be missing in Memphis, Cellshade, if WYXR didn't exist?
People wouldn't be hearing new music at all, I don't think. I don't think that's too far-fetched to say. I don't think they would be hearing new music whatsoever.
Yeah, we're all like in our algorithmic bubbles. I know you've heard of this before, but one way to break out of that, one way to, you know, I don't know. I grew up in, we're both like millennial babies. So we grew up in between internet and non-internet times. And, you know, a lot of things organically reached me because we weren't driven down our algorithm hole yet.
We were searching for with this station. It feels like the old times when I go crate digging or looking online for music, and every time I cut the radio station on, I hear something new every single time I cut the radio on to WYXR.
You want to share some of the best things you've discovered since listening to the station?
Mostly things from right now, things from your sets, from your hour.
It's because you're a captive audience in the booth, though. You're always in here anyway.
And from Caitlin's hour of French music.
Caitlin shows bonkers.
Every song I've never
it's
heard
so good.
Before. It's really cool to hear new music. You should always be hearing new music every single day instead of listening to the same 10 songs.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I do love all the people that are like, I still listen to the same six bands from high school.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a lot of people. And honestly, shout out to the time capsule you've created in your life. That's what Vaporwave's all about, kind of, to you, is a little bit of a time capsule. You want to explain a little bit, like, what is a Cellshade? What is a vaporwave?
What is a Cellshade? What is a vaporwave? It is creating that nostalgic feeling that you might not have had growing up, but it's this weird, what's the word? Anamoya is the word. Described as a feeling of nostalgia that you, it's nostalgia for something you never experienced.
Anamoya, is that Japanese?
No, I think it's an American word. Don't quote me on it.
Okay. Well, look at you dropping the knowledge.
It's in the dictionary.
Yes.
Ask Merriam-Webster.
Okay. Well, we know it's legit then. But yeah, we're going to keep the jams rolling. You know what to do. WYXR.org. Leave a message. We'll read it on air. Hey, shout out your boyfriend. You can shout out your pets. What else could we shout out?
You can shout out your parents if you want to.
Yeah.
Or your favorite radio station. WYXR.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back in a few.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, we just got a pledge drive or two. Lauren Valine, shout out to the Sunday afternoon DJs, one of my fave back-to-back-to-back shows. Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Also got a show on WYXR, and I'm looking so forward to her pledge drive because she's doing like a 2000s Hot Topic throwback with Will, who also has a show. I didn't know that. This is your métier. This is your praxis.
Do you know what time that is showing?
I think it's like, it's always when I'm going to a doctor's appointment in my car, and like, I really love hearing Lauren's voice. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Okay, I'm going to be there. We both got to like...
I'm going to be at work. I'm going to put it in my headphones.
Yeah. Okay, we also have to thank Evan. Wave Check is one of my favorite radio show, period.
Thank you so much, Evan.
Thank you.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and you also got an Instagram fundraiser shout out. Yeah,
yes,
that we got.
I don't freaking show me the name, but thank you for the person that donated.
When Lo opens their phone, it's like so many messages. I'm getting agita from looking at it. I'm like a zero inbox, like no notifications girly. So this is, I don't know how you find anything in there.
I don't. I
the crazy thing is I don't.
Too many at once. I leave all my post notifications on. That's the problem.
I love that though. You're informed.
Yeah, no,
you have some of my favorite Instagram stories also, by the way. They're always funny. You have a good sense of humor, good sense of community.
Unhinged.
And speaking of community, you could do your part, community. We're at 11%. You can get like Evan, get like Lauren. Send us a little bird seed at wyxr.org. Man, there's a donate button everywhere. There's a million ways to do this. I think we also, yes, you could call on the phone. It will not be like real time to us in this show, but Shelby is here, ready to answer the line at your service. You can make a pledge at 901-460-3031. That's 901-460-3031. Are we doing the skit where we're trying to like guess which number we're saying and try to say it at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, I'd love that.
It would help so much though.
Yeah. And what are we listening to right now, Wave Check?
This is Home Resonance, a vaporwave classic.
What's the thing that's like your icon for your show on the webpage? It's like the classic vaporwave album with the...
Oh, it's a Macintosh 420 Ventroid. The pioneers of vaporwave.
That is such a like ingrained in my brain kind of album. And the iconic cover art that you riffed on for your show. Yes, we have. Yeah, so while you're there donating, check out some of the show art people have. You can see all the effort and creativity that goes into these things. All right. We're going to take another break, but thank y'all. Thanks for donating.
Thank you. the fridge on.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. This show is Wave Check, and who am I talking to now?
It's Sal Shea, the one and only.
The one and only. I'm Divya Babe, and we are closing in on the last 20 of this show. You don't have much time to donate, but we have a question that you could put the answer to in your donation and help us out. What was the rain stick store in your mall? It's a vaporwave related question. We're thinking it might have been Natural Wonders, but there probably was another one that we're not thinking of.
Like, I don't think it's Brookstone, but that feels close to. If you were,
yeah, it's like Brookstone was where you sat in the massage chair while your mom was doing something.
Yeah.
But there's a headier store that had like rain sticks. I don't know. What else did they have?
And like spiritual stuff. Beads. And like.
But it was like a corporate store. It wasn't like
Mancala sets.
Yeah.
Stones. It was like faux witchy. It was like if you were dipping your toes in that stuff.
Yeah, but it felt kind of corporate too.
Yes, absolutely.
It was definitely corporate. People were in there in beige, like two pieces and things.
That directly relates to the creation of Mallsoft, the Mallsoft micro genre within vaporwave.
Is that what we're listening to or no?
Not
this
right
is
now,
not
but
mall.
Right before that, but it creates this feeling of like what you would hear on the speakers in the mall in the 90s and 2000s. It's that distant, reverby, corporate pop from the 80s.
It's like music for airports for a younger generation.
Yeah.
Exactly. Love that. We're learning so much vaporwave lore every single day that we're in the booth. Again, WYXR.org, leave us a little something for our efforts, you know?
Every little bit helps.
Yeah. We want it to be your radio station, and we want you to feel like you have an impact on your community. And honestly, if we could get a couple little flurry at the end, I think it might be contagious and inspire other people onward.
Ooh, I love that.
All right, we'll be back. Okay, we were talking about this song off air, and I felt like we needed to come on mic and talk about what the song is, who made it, what was inspiring it.
It's called T4. I made this song. So this is a cel-shade song, alliteration. It's on my Bandcamp.
CSS.
But it was made for a 10-year tribute to Echo Jam by Daniel Lobeson.
With the Dolphin album cover,
It's literally it's a sample. It's like a 4-second loop of Zach Fox's "The Bean Kicked In," just manipulated for like 5 or 6 minutes, like a live. It's a live cut technically. I don't think that's not listed anywhere, but this is actually a live edit of that song.
Basically, all your shows are like live sets. So I come in here and you're doing it real time, everything.
Yeah, they're
like,
all live. That's the only way to make it feel like that, how it feels.
It feels fabulous. If you agree, you know, like almost everybody who has a show here at WYXR is an artist, is part of the community, like makes music. And this has just been a really good incubator for me to meet all of you. I don't know what I'm contributing to this, probably not much, but it has been a pleasure to work with all these really creative people who are just doing stuff all the time. So if you want to support your community radio, WYXR.org is the place to go, and hit that donate button, yeah? Just like Sel hit this loop. We'll be right back. All right, y'all. If you had any doubt, WYXR Lab is filled to the brim with talent. We just came up with what we think Cellshade's bumper stickers should be.
Stop honking and getting pregnant to Echo Jams by Daniel Robinson.
Okay, tell us what you think. Leave a donation, WYXR.org. Them who George Clinton is a little bit.
He's one of the pioneers of vaporwave. This stuff goes a little bit outside of that. You know, the pop band, but I got to see him last year in St. Louis. And it was honestly life-changing. Watching a room full of people bob their heads.
I saw somebody last night with a 100% electronica shirt on, and I had to be like, shout it out. Like, hell yeah. That's George Clinton, right?
Yeah.
Shout out whoever you are.